Kansas City Chiefs safety Eric Berry played his first regular season NFL game last weekend, just 10 months after being diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Other pro athletes, including hockey's Mario Lemieux and baseball's John Lester, have recovered from lymphoma and resumed their careers, but no one as high profile in the NFL as Berry. Greg Eklin from Here and Now contributor KCUR reports.
Look at that D. Look at that D. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Meet James Berry, Eric Berry's dad.
Broken up by who?
Brings up second down and 10.
By his son, of course. Number 29 for the Kansas City Chiefs, Eric Berry. The mere presence of the three-time Pro Bowler in a regular season game is extraordinary. The five-year veteran was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma last November after he felt discomfort during a game. Berry says he's glad the Chiefs didn't shrug off his concerns.
I mean, it could have been so easy for them to just say, man, you're okay, get back out there. But they did the proper protocol, proper procedure, and I'm just very thankful for that.
The Chiefs' medical team detected the disease in its early stage, and in December, Berry began the first of six phases of chemotherapy. He says it took some serious self-motivation.
Today I'm going to get out of bed. I'm going to make sure I get out of bed. I'm not going to stay in the bed all day because I would literally stay in the bed all day. And, I mean, it was a tough process.
Dr. Joseph McGurk, an oncologist in Kansas City, observed Berry's case professionally and as a fan. He says Berry was surrounded by a top-notch team, starting with his parents, James and Carol Berry.
He had an extremely positive support system around him, and his mom was his primary cheerleader, I understand. And she wouldn't let anybody with negative ideas or suggestions in the house, which was a wise strategy.
James Berry's cooking helped his son keep his chiseled 212-pound physique. He says it was more than figuring out which spices to use.
It was like father-son reconnected again, you know. I got to spend time with my son and talk to him about things that we used to do when he was younger and, you know, just spend quality time with him. I think it was a good moment for both of us, really.
For Eric Berry, it was the best time in the worst of times.
Between my mom and dad being in the trenches with me every day, day in, day out, and just making sure I had everything that I needed. I mean, that meant so much to me, and that, I think I would still be in the same state if I didn't have them.
Berry chose a non-traditional method of chemotherapy, which allowed him to exercise and work out with hopes of making it back this season. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce witnessed Berry's determination.
Yeah, well, I tried to keep up with him working on the offseason. That guy's an absolute animal of a worker, and it's showing out here on the field.
Berry completed his final phase of treatment in May and was declared cancer-free the next month. Though the probability of a full recovery from Hodgkin's lymphoma is favorable, Dr. McGurk says he had a hard time containing himself when he watched Berry on the field in the season-opening victory.
I mean, what can I say? Just a celebration of life. And again, an inspiration to all of us about the human spirit. I think that doesn't get better than that.
When the Chiefs and the Denver Broncos square off tonight, James and Carol Berry plan to be at Arrowhead Stadium as their son Eric's biggest cheerleaders. For Here and Now, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.